Health insurance is far from the minds of most teens and young adults. Their parents figure it out for them. But what happens to kids without parents? ZFX Public Media's Michelle Faust reports on the challenges facing former foster kids when they've aged out of the system.
Thank you, God, for this food and for our family.
Brenda and Kent Davis sit at the dinner table with three teenage boys. It's the second set of teens they've raised. They became foster parents after their biological sons were grown. The couple wants to teach the boys lessons about health insurance, lessons that they learned the hard way.
I learned about health insurance at a young age because I didn't have any when I gave birth at 18. Oh, yeah. So we paid cash. Really? We had to pay, make payments.
Deborah Rosen manages Strategic Partnerships at Hillside, a nonprofit that works for child welfare in Rochester, New York.
I mean, I didn't think about that when I was 17 either. I panicked when I needed to go to the doctor. I panicked directly to the phone call to my mom. You know, I mean, it is not on the mind of young people. It's just not.
Rosen says for the more than 20,000 people who age out of foster care each year, they face big life choices without a reliable family support system. That's a major reason Brenda and Kent Davis want to adopt 17-year-old Daryl Chatman. The high school athlete turns 18 this summer. Brenda Davis worries what might happen if he's injured on the football field.
He's going to be a part of our family forever, no matter what, whether it's adoption or not. But with adopting, before he turns 18, he can be under our health insurance. I would really like to make sure he's covered.
Chatman could stay on Medicaid until he turns 26. That's a policy that came with the Affordable Care Act. Having coverage is not the same as accessing health care. And without parents to guide them through the health care system, former foster kids can get lost.
We can't just assume that it's going to happen through the miraculous volition of a 19-year-old who would much rather be doing something else. It needs to be somebody's job, and that job description needs to be informed by the real needs and circumstances of young people.
A new idea in New York may be the solution. As part of the state's Medicaid redesign, patients will soon be connected with care managers, people who oversee their health care. This could be crucial for former foster kids. Kids who have been through the system are more likely to suffer from mental health concerns. About a quarter of them have post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're also likely to have other chronic medical conditions. These vulnerable populations are least likely to access health care. The Davis' adopted son, Alex, faces some of these problems.
Physical is pretty good. Mental, I deal with some PTSD, some anxiety and depression. A lot of the depression's really gone down quite a bit.
Alex says he's improved with the support of his adoptive parents and the services that they've helped connect him with. For other former foster kids in New York, Medicaid health home management could be helpful. But that's not the case everywhere.
We can assume and should assume that unless there's a very purposeful and assertive effort within a state to get the arms around that population of young people, that they are trending in the same direction as any population that's struggling with those issues.
Brenda Davis focuses on the three teenage boys in her care.
I always say I feel like I won the foster parent lottery three times with these guys. They're just the greatest.
And she hopes to be a support to them into their adult lives. Michelle Faust, ZFX Public Media.